The New York Times has reported that the Obama administration is expected to approve the policy in the coming weeks. The newspaper said a new policy will also govern how U.S. intelligence agencies can carry out searches of overseas computer networks for signs of a potential attack on the U.S. And the policy says if the president approves, a counterattack will be carried out even if there's no declared war.The new policy came as the U.S. Defense Department approved a five-fold expansion of its cybersecurity force over the coming years in a bid to increase its ability to defend critical computer networks. Jiang Qiping, chief editor of China Netweek, says interest groups in the U.S. is hyping cybersecurity to get support.
We are not ruling out the possibility that some people in the U.S. are using this to get themselves more funding and attention.
Jiang Qiping says the new policy is also lacking legal support.
The U.S. Defense Department has released a cybersecurity strategy in 2011, which came up with the idea of active defense. This is to pave the way for the latest preemptive attacks. So far, there's no international law on this. Russia once hoped to have an international pact to ban the use of cyber attacks for military purposes, but the U.S. didn't sign that pact.
Li Yan, researcher with Institute of American Studies at the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, says the U.S. government needs to address a number of issues before it can carry out such preemptive strikes.
Cyberspace is transnational. How are you able to pinpoint the hacker? How are you going to find out who's behind the hacking? Is it an individual or a country? How are you going to make sure the attacks are not going to cause a meltdown of the cyberspace? Unless the U.S. is able to answer these questions, any of its counter-cyber attacks will have huge consequences.
During the past week, the U.S. media has also played up fresh rhetoric of a China threat in cyberspace. It's being reported in the U.S. that the New York Times, the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post have all accused China of hacking their computers. Jiang Qiping says the U.S. has never been able to provide enough evidence to back up its accusation against China. IP addresses do not constitute sufficient evidence to confirm the origins of hackers. A study by an American cybersecurity company says the amount of computers being hacked in China accounts for 12% of the number in the world, and many of the hackers are operating in the U.S. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.